Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of the beheading of John the Baptist, and from Italy we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, who is on sabbatical in the mountains of Abruzzo. His preaching today is entitled The Cost of Speaking Truth to Power.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate the Passion of John the Baptist every year, reminding the whole church, and hopefully ourselves, of the cost of discipleship. Like so many other martyrs before and after him, speaking truth to power, as they say, costs the Baptist his very life. Ridiculously so, it appears, because of a dance at a banquet, because of a bloated, gloating monarch who wanted to preserve his ill-formed self-image, and because of a vengeful woman indignant at being challenged by truth. We all know this story too well. Hearing it continues to be heartbreaking year after year. But beyond the discomfort of hearing the story itself, it is also somewhat heart-wrenching, because it challenges us to examine our own speaking truth to power. How impossible it seems to be able to do that today. As I look at current politics in my own country of the United States, I am dumbfounded by the complexities that confront us regarding truth. It seems that spin has replaced truth. It seems almost impossible to get to the foundations of truth, given how purposefully lies and deception have been given permission to take center stage. I also observe our Holy Father, Pope Francis, taking a real beating for trying to open us up more broadly to a fuller understanding of truth and inclusivity and honest dialogue. What an example of courage he presents, speaking the truth of the gospel in the face of so much opposition, even from within the church itself. I give him credit day after day after day for all that he has done to try to open us up to greater truth, most especially through the reclaimed grace of synodality. He is criticized constantly, yet he moves forward unflinchingly in the face of it. When asked by reporters what he thinks of the harsh criticism he receives from some of his own cardinals, he states simply that everyone has a right to their opinion. The irony is, these naysayers would not even have the freedom to express what they are saying were it not for Francis's very style of humility and openness to dialogue. The gospel today challenges me to wonder about my own speaking truth to power. So often, it is simply too threatening to do so. Yet I know Dominicans who have been brilliant in standing up for the truth and using their ministries to proclaim it boldly and fight for it. Let us use this feast to examine, analyze, and evaluate our own preaching. And let us pray for the courage of John the Baptist in our lives and ministries today. Let us be willing to pay whatever price is asked of us in speaking truth to power because of our love of and commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ.